The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Hi, Kath. Hi, everybody. Let's get into it because there is a lot of news happening. And unfortunately, it is around the coronavirus and what is happening. I know many of you in South Africa have been watching Israel with great interest. And I know for quite a few of you, and I speak to my dear friend Karen out there, you felt that looking at the way Israel was handling things the first way around made you feel a little bit positive about what's happening around the world. Well, last night the health minister spoke. He addressed Israelis saying that we have to impose more restrictions because the numbers are just getting out of control. And while they are slightly down than where they were towards the end of last week, they still are quite high. And we've just had word in from both Defense Minister Gantz and the Health Minister, Yuli Edelstein, to say that they have both agreed to increase the amount of cooperation between the two ministries. It's very, very important that we get a handle on this. We've seen 300 new cases in the last 24 hours just in the West Bank. Restrictions coming in, including closing clubs, including closing bars, restricting the amount of people into places at only 20. Some of the gyms have closed. However, gyms are still allowing classes to happen on the provision that people bring their own mats. We're closing our borders to the West Bank. We've heard that Hamas will be providing the Palestinian Authority with coronavirus aid. What this is still an absolute mystery. And with regards to helping to bail out our very, very tight and under pressure, El Al will now be nationalized as part of their bailout deal. And we're really, really hoping to try and stem the spread of the virus. Unfortunately, and this is something to take note about, a lot of the spikes in certain places around the country were because of people holding events in high numbers. This has led to one of our top health ministry officials tendering her resignation today, and also a significant spike in a suburb of Tel Aviv because young people went to a party and didn't maintain social distancing. So these are the things that are contributing to large numbers. The Palestinian Authority have announced that they will be extending their full lockdown, which will begin on Wednesday. They will be extending that to another 2 weeks. The current level of infections are at 4,575 people infected with coronavirus in the West Bank. So let's take a look at the numbers as they are in Israel. 30,749 people since the start of the pandemic. We are now up to 338 fatalities. Currently, 12,802 people are infected, 89 of them serious, and 18,131 people have made full recoveries.
Very interesting. Rolene, you know, has the border between Israel and Gaza been open?
What has happened with regards to that, and that's a good question, is the border is not open. It will never be open until there is some kind of peace in that juncture. And I think we soon to see a flying unicorn across my window before Hamas makes any kind of peace with Israel.
No, hold on. However, just hold on 1 second. There's an organization. What's it called? Kagta. What's it called?
Okay. Let me clarify.
And they deliver food into the Gaza, right?
It's not. It doesn't mean there's open borders. What it means, and it's COGAT, it's a unit of the RDF that is responsible for anything that goes in and out of Gaza. So it doesn't mean that the borders are open. What it means is that we maintain a control of what goes into the Gaza Strip, including, as you've mentioned, food, humanitarian aid, and in this case, in the time of coronavirus, sending in the PPE, the medicine, whatever is needed to help combat coronavirus. On the background of this, we still have a state of enmity between Hamas, which runs and governs the Gaza Strip and the state of Israel. We saw the other night rockets fired from the Strip into southern Israel. But, you know, while this is going on, we are still maintaining control of the crossings. So I just want to be very, very clear. It doesn't mean that the borders are open. There's no traveling in and out freely. What it does mean is that we maintain control of the crossings in and out of the Gaza Strip.
Okay, got it. Got it. Thank you very much. All right, so let's move on now that we've got the COVID update. Bedouins paying tribute to a hero lifesaver. What happened, Rolene?
This is an extraordinary story and one that many people have complained hasn't been spoken about. And I know you like a positive story. And while this is it's positive, but there is still tragedy at the heart of it.
Yeah.
On Saturday, a Bedouin family went swimming, a mommy and her three children, and they got into trouble just off the coast of Ashkelon. And an incredible man, a man in his 40s, his name was Michael Ben Zikri, he jumped in to try and help the family. He subsequently managed to get the mom and her three kids to safety, but unfortunately got caught in undercurrents and passed away. The Hatzola, Magen David Adom, tried to revive him when they eventually recovered him, but to no avail. And what has been extremely moving is to see the amount of people from the Bedouin community who came out to pay respects at his funeral yesterday. And, you know, to try and do whatever they can, especially at a time where we can't really hold traditional Shiva, where people can't pay tribute or visit the family of the bereaved. They're doing whatever they can in their power to show their appreciation, to show their respect for this incredible man, to the point where President Rivlin has said that he will give a special commendation to Michael Ben Zikri for just, you know, the most basic civil decency in helping to rescue a fellow Israeli.
Oh, shame. Rolene, you know what? It's it really is tragic, but, you know, at least save the kids and the mommy. Five people survived, or four people survived, because he gave his life. Thank you so much, and speak to you tomorrow. Stay safe, wear a mask, don't drink the hand sanitizer.
Tried that, wasn't too tasty. Better with a chip. God bless, see you tomorrow. Speak to you tomorrow, same time, same place.